You're listening to Bloomberg Law with June Grasso, Michael Best, and Greg Storr. In its last term, the Supreme Court looked ready to deliver a major blow to public sector unions. The issue is whether workers have a First Amendment right not to contribute financially to the union that represents them in collective bargaining. By all appearances, the court's conservative wing was poised to rule that workers did not have to pay what are known as agency fees, and along the way, the court would overturn a 40-year-old precedent known as Abood versus Detroit Board of Education. Then Justice Antonin Scalia died and deprived conservatives of the fifth vote they needed. The court deadlocked 4-4, and with the prospect that Scalia's successor might be a Democratic appointee, the issue looked like it might go away. But then Donald Trump won the election, and with it the opportunity to appoint a conservative to fill the Scalia seat. That raises the prospect and perhaps the likelihood that mandatory agency fees are again in peril, at least in the public sector. With us to talk about the issue, once again is Paul Secunda, a law professor at Marquette University, and now Kevin McGowan, senior legal editor at Bloomberg BNA. Paul, is it inevitable that the court will take up this issue and overrule the Abood precedent?
I think it is likely to happen, unfortunately, eventually, but it's not going to happen quickly. The Democrats are still very upset about not being able to appoint a justice to replace Justice Scalia for 9 months. And I would think that there's going to be tremendous pushback if the nominee from the Republicans is extremely conservative. Eventually, of course, it's a four-year term, so they're going to broker some kind of deal. It'll just be very interesting what kind of appointment is eventually made and whether that person has strong feelings concerning the public sector union mandatory fee issue. But there are other cases that are currently in the system that could raise the same issue that Friedrichs rose this year. And, of course, if there's five conservatives and four progressives, that could spell trouble for public sector union mandatory dues.
Kevin, this is Mike Best. The president-elect has put out a list of judges that he says he will use to appoint somebody to the Supreme Court. He campaigned on it. Do we know if everybody on that list is going to be against Abood and wanting to overturn it?
No, we probably don't know specifically, but I think it's probably a pretty fair guess that any judge that President Trump does nominate is going to be sympathetic to the arguments raised by the employees who aren't members of the union. Their argument all along has been they have a First Amendment right not to associate with the union and not to be forced to pay dues to a union with whom they disagree on many issues. The court in the past, its conservative branch, has ruled that, you know, money is speech. So there's already sympathetic, certainly sympathy among the four conservative justices in the court, and probably sympathy from any judge that Trump would elect, that people shouldn't be compelled to support speech with which they disagree.
Paul, what are some of the other issues that may come up or before the Supreme Court involving unions?
Well, some of the other issues could be the class action waivers with regard to arbitration agreements. The National Labor Relations Board has said that having class action waivers and arbitration agreements in employment is inconsistent with rights that employees have under Section 7 of the National Labor Relations Act, and particularly to work together concertedly to improve the conditions in their workplace. A number of circuit courts, federal appellate courts, have disagreed and said that the Federal Arbitration Act takes precedent and that you're allowed to have class action waivers. There's actually a couple of petitions for certiorari right now on that issue, and if there is a fifth conservative justice, I wouldn't be surprised to see them take that case and rule in favor of allowing class action waivers. That is certainly one of the big ones. The other big issue could be the joint employer doctrine issue, the one that allows employees not just to sue their franchisee owner, but the franchisor, like in the McDonald's situation. There could be an interpretation of the law that makes the broader definition recently adopted by the National Labor Relations Board somewhat in jeopardy.
We are going to have to leave it there. Thank you to our guests, Bloomberg BNA Senior Legal Editor Kevin McGowan and Paul Secunda, a law professor at Marquette University, talking about the impact the Supreme Court might have on labor law and labor unions. Still to come here on Bloomberg Law, some new developments in the big legal fight over Brexit, and we'll talk about the possibility of protesters at the Trump inaugural parade and where those people can stand. That's all coming up on Bloomberg Law. This is Bloomberg.